Apparently she's saying I murdered him. Silly woman. Also says that if he doesn't rise again, if the prophecy isn't fulfilled, it would confirm that I'd been lying from the very start. Right from the very moment of his conception. How could I lie about a thing like that? The most perfect night of my life. The quality of a dream. But it was real. I lay in my bed alone, as always. The shutters open, no breeze to turn over the air to a cooler side. I could feel my own heat, tacky, and lay happy in my heat, dreaming young girl dreams of Joseph, so near but not yet mine, wondering, as all young girls must have sometimes wondered, what it would be like. And then I knew I was no longer alone. No door had opened. The window was in my view. No one had entered, but I was no longer alone. Be not afraid. Voice. A velvet whisper in my mind bolted me in my bed, set a pulse racing in my neck. And I saw him at the foot. Saw him, then didn't see him. He hazed somewhere between this world and that. And I knew it wasn't a man. This golden present shaped as man was much, much more than man. Who are you? No reply. Simply a smile. Be not afraid, he said. And with that smile there was no more fear. When he saw that, he moved over me, wrapped me around, a weightless golden being who blotted out the night. I wanted to cry out, it's wrong, I'm betrothed, I mustn't be with child. But no words came. I simply opened to him and felt him, knowing the moment was right, melt into every part of my being. And then he was gone. 9 months later, my son was born.